KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. The Trump administration announced Tuesday that it is freezing nearly $200 million in Medicaid payments to Minnesota to crack down on fraud. Medicaid is the public health insurance for people with low incomes, including some disabled and elderly people, jointly funded by state and federal dollars. The Minnesota Reformer reports the feds say they need more documentation to support some claims for services that are at high risk of fraud. The freeze marks the latest round of withheld payments as the Trump administration continues its crackdown on suspected fraud in publicly funded social services programs, mostly focusing on Democratic-led states. The Trump administration has already deferred Medicaid payments in Minnesota twice this year. The deferral process allows the federal government to withhold funding when questioning claims already billed to Medicaid. The Minnesota Attorney General says the process had never been used to deny funding for entire service areas until February. The state will have to provide documentation or be forced to reduce future billing to the federal government. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture has certified farms under the state's flagship agricultural water quality program before those farms met the program standards. And according to an audit released this month by the Office of the Legislative Auditor, the program's actual effect on water quality is not clear. AgWeek reports that the state's ag department routinely certifies producers with, quote, contingencies. These are commitments to implement or maintain conservation practices in the future. This was happening instead of certifying only producers who already met the program standards. Auditors reviewed files for all 127 producers certified in 2019. Some of those producers still had not followed through years later. Minnesota Agriculture Commissioner Tom Peterson wrote in a letter that the agency agrees with many of the recommendations but does not support ending contingencies. Peterson says the program has generated greater annual pollutant reductions than any other agricultural water quality program in Minnesota. Candidates for local offices have less than a week to enter the race. Filings close July 28th for city, township, and school district offices. These candidates will appear on general election ballots in November. In Little Fork and Nisswa, both the mayor and city council races are contested. As of Wednesday, the Brainerd, Crookston, Manoman, and Warren Alvarado Oslo school board races are also contested, as is the Tower Sudan area seat for the St. Louis County Schools Board. You can search the full list of who is running for office in northern Minnesota at kaxe.org/elections. The record-breaking wildfire smoke may have abated, but periods of smoke are expected through the rest of the summer and fall. Megan Buffington explains the factors at play.
There are three main variables that determine how smoke will impact an area. The first is how much smoke a wildfire is putting out. A fire that is torching entire trees will produce a lot more smoke than one that is smoldering in the understory. Ryan Leake is a meteorologist with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. He says forecasters have learned from past smoke seasons that wildfires ebb and flow.
Sometimes they're more active, sometimes they put out a lot of smoke. Other times they're a little bit more dormant, especially if you have periods of wetter weather and lots of rain.
The next factor is pretty intuitive, the wind direction. In Minnesota, smoke is generally brought in by winds from the west or the north. The final factor is how deeply the smoke is mixing in the atmosphere. It may stay high up, creating milky skies and spectacular sunsets, but not impacting air quality. It's when smoke is dragged down to the lower atmosphere that it becomes a problem. Cold fronts are often the culprit. Cooler air sinks. Leake says that was the case last week.
That's why we've gotten the smoke transported as far south as we have. That boundary stalled across southern Minnesota.
The PCA predicts moderate smoke will move into much of northern Minnesota beginning Wednesday. You can see the current air quality and full forecast on the PCA's website. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.